Hi, welcome to the presentation of consolidated results at 31st December 2015 of Astaldi. I'd like to remind you that all participants are in the listen-only mode. After the initial presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Now, to receive help from an operator during the conference call, enter asterisk followed by zero. Now I'd like to give the floor to Mr. Stefano Ceri, CEO of Astaldi. Mr. Ceri, you have the floor.
Yes, good afternoon to everyone, and welcome to this conference call on the balance sheet data of fiscal year 2015 of the Astaldi Group. I think you've all had the opportunity to read the press release that accompanies the issue of this data. As you know, this is my last balance sheet, the last balance sheet that I'll be presenting since my term of office is coming to an end. My term of office will end with the approval of this balance sheet. I'd like to begin right away by presenting the results of the fiscal year. From page two of the presentation, as you can see, the presentation that we have prepared, we have seen that there's a great change and improvement in the economic structure of our group in the past two production cycles, so 5 years up and 5 years. As you can see, the turnover level has grown on average by 11%, mostly internally with a structure of income that is the product of the commercial policy that we have adopted in the past fiscal years, which has made it possible to substantially change our structure, the structure of our income, which as you can see, it is formed as follows. We can see the EPC share has grown, so engineering, procurement, and construction from private customers and in project financing, essentially. If you turn the page, at the foot of the slide, you can see that even the order backlog has grown significantly in excess of 13%, given the commercial policy that has stably favored the production capacity, the growth of the production capacity of the group. If you turn to page three now, you'll find the different makeup of the income. You can see the percentage of conventional traditional contracts back in 2006. Now, in 2015, you can see that 53% of income is formed by EPC private customers or EPC and project financing, whereas only 47%, so less than half, is accounted for by traditional contracts. This is why, with this new structure, we're introducing, how can we say, the different economic contribution which initiatives give to our income statement. That is why we thought it was advisable to reclassify, as do some of the major construction and concession companies worldwide. We have reclassified at EBITDA level income from JVs and SPVs to show the increase in profitability coming from the different mix coming from our economic structure. The change is a very significant one indeed, and that is why we decided to lay emphasis on this reclassification that has been made. I didn't comment the first page, the picture. There you can see the third bridge. On the cover, you will see the work progress concerning on the third bridge. On 6 March, The bridge has been completed, and the last panel has been fitted. It's about 60 meters in width, has been fitted, and the bridge was visited by the authorities, the Turkish authorities, namely, and we're focusing on the bridge, but we have to remember that it's a 140-kilometer motorway, so obviously it's it is of great, enormous importance. And on page 5, then we'll take a step back, you will find the pictures of the various stages of the construction of this bridge. It has been completed. So in the second semester of 2016, it will come into operation. And I think we stuck to what we had planned. If you remember, in 2014, there were many doubts about our ability to finance, and not only to complete these works. In this case, too, we have been able to stick to our schedule, and the same applies to the Istanbul-Smyrna motorway, which you, in the following pages, on page 6 in particular, you will find the different stages of the work in progress from 2015. And in one here, you can see how much progress has been made for Line 5 and for the 4 hospitals in Tuscany. So this means what? Well, it means that Astaldi is an extremely reliable group with a profitability and a profit structure and geographical mix structure that is key, that assures the certainty of achieving the goals set with, obviously, an effort, an economic and financial effort, namely. So little does it matter that there can be some fluctuations from a financial point of view or from an economic point of view on a quarterly basis. But what is important for us is that we complete the projects that we have planned, the programs that we have planned, and that we can deliver the projects in due time. And obviously, thereby gaining in reputation towards our customers, the customers with which we have commercial relationships. So the order backlog in execution, the total order backlog is about 29 million, and we have 18 million in execution, and less than 7 order million are new orders. So if you compare this year by year with the results that we have accomplished, we are increasing our pipeline capabilities and our production capabilities for the future of this group. So the soundness of this group has increased further. So net financial position, just below 1,983 billion, with a positive cash flow, as has been the case in the previous fiscal year. In the fourth quarter, it was positive 170 million. So in this case, too, despite all the things that went on the market, we maintained what we had said. So in the conference call with regarding the data of the third quarter, we had cautiously said that we had identified a greater fluctuation rate, because since the group had increased its size, we were trying to be cautious, but we had expressed the certainty that we'd have done better, and we did, in fact. So it's clear that we are extremely pleased about the results that we have achieved. The group's capability is of an operational nature, essentially, of absolute standing, recognized worldwide. But it's but not only from an industrial, inverted commas, point of view, because also from a financial viewpoint, we have given evidence that we can come through even periods of crisis, because we have a difficult geopolitical situation, and in some moments it was even more difficult than what it is today. Nevertheless, as you have seen, we have closed refinancing for 5 billion for Gemzee and Smyrna, 900 million for the the Etlik Hospital in Ankara, which is in the process of being built, and in Italy, the refinancing of Line 5 in Milan. So this means that the group's performance capability is really very good, where all elements are geared towards the achievement of the goals set. So when we plan some works, we're very accurate, and the programming cycle of the entire group from an industrial viewpoint is absolutely very, very precise and accurate. And I think this has been evidenced over the years, so we're not just merely celebrating the work of a CEO, but the work of a corporation that is growing step after step and has tripled its turnover in two programming cycles. So the third bridge on the Bosphorus, this is page 5, I've already commented this, this is the widest bridge, entirely suspended, it's the widest in the world. We're talking about a bridge that has 8 lanes with and 2 railway tracks, which are still being planned now, but the site has already been prepared. So this obviously suggests the future development of this work, of this bridge, because in that part of the world, in they are also building an airport that can handle 150 million passengers. So it's only too clear that we are at a stage of reflection in terms of the geopolitical situation. But this is an era which shows signs of development, and this obviously implies further developments for the group in that specific area. In just 2 fiscal years, we've been able to complete the broadest suspended bridge, entirely suspended bridge in the world, and we've given ample proof of our ability, our construction capabilities. So as you can see on page 6, you can see the different stages in the works that I talked about, the Etlik Health Campus in Ankara, the hydroelectric project that we're building in Canada, with the concerns that we have had about that we were able to offset and overcome, and that we're in the process of overcoming. In the bottom, you can see the pictures with the workers in the initial phases, and now you can see where we are today. So we have recovered our productivity level that is in line with the average, the mean figure in Canada. So, and you can see in the last picture, we can see very difficult conditions regarding the St. Petersburg Ring Road, where we worked at minus 30 degrees Celsius and without problems, I may be exaggerating, but we did perform it, essentially. So this means that we have the capability to execute, to implement large and very complex problems from a technical and technological point of view, thus acting as a counterpart of great standing vis-a-vis our customers, and this is what has given us and will give us success, commercial success in works of strategic importance, because, of course, we are just focusing on priority works for the various economies, the economies of the different countries where we operate. And I have to say that this has been a commercial policy that we have pursued consistently and successfully too, and the future is one of continuity with this, because you'll see the commercial results that we'll be achieving in the coming months, and you will realize, you'll understand that the business plan of the product is being pursued and continued. Page 7 of the presentation is a sort of self-celebration of our total order backlog, 29 billion. We'll have a steady revenue for the next 4 fiscal years. So we also have the ability to acquire new orders and develop new orders, which are steadily on the rise. You can see the order backlog mix. So we have the total backlog, so initiatives in the pipeline. We call it pipeline, but others would consider these contracts. And we have 100% execution, no order included in the pipeline. All the orders in the pipeline actually became orders in execution. So at the middle of the page, you can see the most important projects that are included in the order backlog. So again, and the last one, to go back to our prudential policy, this has not been included in the final backlog because we haven't achieved the financial close, whereas the construction part has already been started and we're already executing, and when the project has already been assigned on page 8, you'll see the new orders that have been included, and as you will see, the appropriate geographical mix of the new acquisitions of portfolio and the repercussions on revenues allows us to have 5 macro areas in the world that contribute in a very balanced way, proportionally to the makeup of margins and revenue. Obviously, as you know, we are assessing contracts throughout their life. So what is important is the quality of the order backlog overall, because it will allow us to guarantee and consider profitability in excess of 80% is something that is already guaranteed. So this assures the stability of future profitability, the future profitability of the group. So backlog that is growing and profitability remains in the upper range of profitability of our projects that are increasing because projects have been completed and they move on to the operational phase and the operations phase. And the EBITDA, which is basically, so it's less liquid than what it should be, will become liquid, more liquid in 1 or 2 fiscal years when even the investments that we're completing and will become productive. So we are saying this without considering, of course, the disposal process that is still underway. According to the project and the timing that we have decided, because if you will remember, we have identified the programming period, which ends in 2018, is that's the date when we will have completed the disposal of our assets, which in the meantime have all substantially completed. And you'll see that at the end of the presentation, there is a slide which clarifies the work progress of the various projects. On page 9, you can see the different geographical mix and the different contribution in terms of revenue from across the various areas of the world. So as you know, Italy, unfortunately, over the past years has had a lower production as a result of the general situation, the general macroeconomic situation, which the country is going through. So we have reached about 500 million, which we hope to keep stable in the future programming cycle that will be presented from April onwards. On page 10, you can see a snapshot of the income statement, and in the attachment you'll find a complete version of it. So in comparison with the previous fiscal year, you see that there is a growth just below 8% in terms of revenues. This EBITDA, which is reclassified and therefore already includes the profit coming from project-related companies. So the SVPs at the bottom, you can find the percentage margins which would have been reached if this reclassification had not been done. So profitability in terms of operating results is just below 10%, 9.7%, considering a contribution of SVPs amounting to 54 million. On the left-hand side of this slide, on 10, you'll find two comments, two factors that led to apparent lower profitability in this quarter as a result of the sterilization of margins from Canada. Given that today, negotiations are underway, which obviously have been very positive with the client. This is a project that we're going to lead to break even, and this, however, has led to a one-time, a one-shot drop in the income statement of this year and of the fourth quarter. But and then Venezuela, in terms of net results, you can see the financial charges, 16 million, just less, which is used to complete coverage against currency risk in Venezuela. So today, what might seem as the group's lower profitability, especially if we compare the different quarters, we always said that the group appraisal has to be made on the income statement of the group as a whole. But what is important is the substantial de-risking achieved with this policy, thus creating the basis to rebalance the economic conditions as of 2016, of course. But I was really eager to stress this aspect because, as usual, the conservative policy of the group makes it possible to achieve the results that we did over a rather long time span. So they do not have an impact on the production and income capability of the group, which is very sound for future development. In terms of our balance sheet, well, you can see the great effort that the group has accomplished to complete the main projects, which were in the process of completion, not in construction, in completion. And you can see the net financial position of 982, sorry. And on the right-hand side, you can see the investments which were necessary to complete the works. And today, we can proudly say that we have achieved this goal, too, and now we're just waiting to collect our profits since we have completed the initiatives. So as far as working capital is concerned, in the fourth quarter, as has been the case in all the previous fiscal years, has benefited from a very good performance in the last quarter, where historically, the fluctuation, there's always a fluctuation in every fiscal year. If we move on now to page 12, we can see the net financial position, which, as I said before, when commenting on this type of slide, which seems almost incomprehensible, but at any rate, I think it's rather clear how cash is generated within the framework of our invested capital, with technical investments amounting to 42 million, so less than 2% of revenue. So we have actually improved this over the years, whereas investments and concessions amount to 181 million, with the results that you have seen. You saw this in the pictures that we commented earlier. Now, perhaps what may be a little more useful to understand, or the effort made by the group, is slide 13, where some, you know, this is a slide that some like, but I don't like it very much. But the left-hand side is very clear. 4 years ago, when nobody believed that we'd be able to do what we actually did, We had 16 infrastructure in concession, of which only 4 were in operations. Take a look at the results in 2016 concerning the third bridge, which is already in production. It will be as of August. So out of 18, 12 are in operation. So what does all this mean? It means that, well, overall de-risking, meaning there are no construction-related risks. The construction-related risk is what reduces the value in of assets in a given sale procedure. So we don't have this risk, and the profits are coming from operation are becoming to are beginning to appear in the income statement. So that's why we introduced this concept of an income statement that has a modified structure compared to the group's economic income statement of the past, of the past years. With regard to the disposals, well, by March 31st, the exclusivity with the Albertis Group will expire for the acquisition of A4. As you know, several events have taken place which indicate a growing level of confidence and trust regarding the closure of this transaction. We've had several meetings at working group level to define the investment project for A4. The Valdastico Nord, the hydroelectric power plant is in Chile, where our previous partner sold the company as a whole, and so the buyer, the purchaser of this company, has expressed in writing concretely, so we've just started contacts to purchase our 26.3% share in this hydroelectric power plant. So given the geopolitical situation, we have proceeded to dispose of single assets, individual assets, to avoid concentrating risks on, in a transaction like this. In attached, of course, you will find a detailed income statement, the construction order backlog, and concession initiatives. So I have finished, and I'm willing to take any questions if there are any.